Item number 9, from the Director of Risk Management, Department of Administrative Services, requesting a one-year extension of the following insurance policies: airport liability, public entity liability, property insurance, fidelity insurance, fiduciary insurance, energy systems insurance, and property insurance.
Morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Amy Pahachuk, the Director of Risk Management. The item I have before you is the request for renewal of our liability insurance program. I'm happy to jump right to the property if you prefer me to do that. So I believe the question that was asked is regarding the change in the policy form. In this fiscal year for 2014, our insurance form for the property fund was a $250,000 aggregate deductible. Once we met that, it was a $500 per claim deductible. When I went back to the fund for renewal terms for 2015, they did indicate that there was going to be a capped 5% premium increase, as well as a change in the policy form, as you identified, Supervisor, which is that change in the deductible from the $250,000 aggregate to the $1.5 million. I think it's safe to assume that our extremely severe loss in 2013 clearly impacts that from an underwriting standpoint. It was a $18 to $20 million loss, and as both Supervisor Mayo and Supervisor Johnson know from the insurance industry, when you are a high-risk or high-claim filing customer, that does impact your rates. But that is not the sole reason that the change in the policy form was passed. The fund is a nonprofit, government-run, basically insurance pool that has been a very generous giver to local municipal governments for many years. In fact, we have paid about $2.5 million in total premium over the past 5 years and have collected slightly over $23 million in claims. So that model from a business sustainability standpoint is clearly not going to keep the fund up and running. So they've had several other severe losses. Racine School District had a $14 million loss. There was flooding in Oconto. Verona School had a tornado that took out one of their elementary schools. All of those are in the fund. So they have had some severe financial constraints on them over several years. But, of course, our fire is part of that. So when they came back with renewal terms for 15, they voted that anybody in the fund who has over $1.5 billion in assets would be subject to the $1.5 million aggregate deductible. So that is us as Milwaukee County. Dane County is almost there, but right now that only applies to us as one of the members of the fund.
Could you just restate that so I understand it, the $1.5 billion?
Yes, we are actually, Milwaukee County is the largest property owner in the entire state, public or private. So we are clearly the largest property owner in the fund. So the fund, looking at our loss experience over several years, which is a 385% loss ratio. I'm happy to explain that if you would like me to. But it's a very high loss ratio. So when they're looking at that, they need a way to be financially stable going forward and, therefore apply that deductible. They wanted to apply it to anybody in the fund who has 1.5 or greater billion dollars worth of assets. Right now, that is only us. But like I said, there are a couple counties, Dane being one, that will eventually fall into that category. I do anticipate, Chairman, about your other question, that we would hit the aggregate deductible based on our previous loss experience, although I simply cannot project that. One of the other drivers of this policy change is the fact that the fund is a nonprofit, state-run insurance pool, and therefore it extends extremely lenient coverage terms to its members. So it's very, very different than the commercial market. And that behavior, meaning that they will cover almost any claim that we have submitted in the past 5 years, has kind of encouraged its policyholders to actually file claims that would typically not be handled in the commercial market. So when I reference that 385% loss ratio, it's somewhat disingenuous when we're talking about comparing that to commercial market loss ratios.
And then the $500 per claim deductible, it goes to $5,000. How many claims do we have in an average year?
Last year we had slightly over 360 claims. I believe it was 363 claims. Given the volume, I don't have the specific breakdown in front of me with respect to where they fell on the spectrum of severity. Many of those claims are in the several thousand dollar range because they relate to graffiti or minor losses at our parks. Departments, so I do anticipate that once we hit that aggregate deductible, that additional change in policy form will have a financial impact on how we have to manage our properties and our structures going forward.
And what do you project the annual cost of this change to be to the county?
The projected annual cost, they're capping the premium increase at a maximum of 5%, so that's roughly $25,000 in a premium increase. I do anticipate hitting the $1.5 million deductible, the aggregate, based on our prior loss experience. We have budgeted a pillow of about $2 million going into 15 to accommodate that difference in the policy form. That's my best projection. That is going to be a little bit hit or miss, again, based on the fact that the specific coverage terms of the policies also will be tightened up a bit, and they have not released the exact policy form yet.
And just one last question. Do you think these huge increases in deductibles would have occurred if we hadn't had the substantial claim for the fire?
I think the fire contributed to the increase, but again, I think there were several other factors. When you look at the fact that we've paid them $2.5 million in 5 years and we've collected $23 million, that does include $10 million related to the courthouse fire, but even taking absent the money we received from the courthouse fire, we would have experienced an increase.
Thank you. Should we just do item 9 as long as Ms. Bohacek is here and she can explain the rest of it? And then.
I'll move approval. Also, that.
Of item 9?
Item 9.
Yeah.
We are on item 9.
Yeah.
You have a lot of questions, Mr. Chair. So sitting in the chair. But my question is, how will we bring down our loss ratio? And so not have so many claims. What are you planning to do with the different departments?
Yes, thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. This is an excellent question. I have recently brought on staff a claims and safety manager who is been with us now for 2 weeks and is diligently going through all of our loss runs, looking at all of our claim drivers. We are then going to go back and strategically sit down with our departments, show them the financial impact of where all of their claims have been over the last several years, work with them to develop a risk management plan going forward. It's basically the basic tenets of risk management. You learn from your past loss experience, and then you mitigate that going forward to decrease those expenses and that financial impact. With respect to the property, we're going to have to do some pretty intense discussions about long-term strategies with our portfolio of assets. We are a very large property owner, and we may need to look at what our long-term plans are for certain buildings. We can do alternative risk financing techniques, such as insuring buildings that we aren't certain are going to have a long-term future at simply a demolition cost versus a replacement cost, which would bring down our premiums and also potentially our exposure. And then we're also going to have to look at some of those minor property claims that we're experiencing, such as graffiti or theft of copper, and look at maybe alternative materials when we're building and a tighter maintenance program to just keep things solid and up and running that aren't so easily subjected to weather conditions and other things.
Thank you.
Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. I guess I'm looking at the overall picture. I know we obviously want to look at our liabilities, the public entity, but the question was asked, and you did make yourself available to any and all of us, I believe, and we had a chance to sit down. In one area, also for savings, I thought you would emphasize, since we have our new risk manager here, about the fiduciary and on the retirement system, but workman's compensation. Isn't there some other areas you feel we really can make some strides in making sure that, you know, we're paying out the right monies?
Absolutely. Regarding claim management, is that, yes. When I got here back in January, I would say that when I looked at our loss experience and our claim history, especially with respect to workers' compensation, we have extremely high rates of claim filing, and we can do a much better job, and we've already started to do a much better job on the medical case management component of those claims, doing investigations on the validity of those claims, and trying to be, again, proactive with our safety program into reducing those claims from even happening. One of the other initiatives that's been brought before the board in past years is looking at a third-party administration service to handle claims. That was as a result of an audit and some state compliance issues with the way that our claims have been handled in the past, which point directly to some of those issues that, you know, you're getting at, which is missing regulatory deadlines, kind of churning claims and paying a lot of claims that perhaps we may not legitimately owe or owe to the extent that we've paid them. So that's another initiative that will be coming, and I think it's going to do a lot with respect to our cost containment.
Thank you, and thank you, Mr. Chair. My last comment would be that I think you brought a very fresh perspective, and getting to know all these liabilities, now you have a chance to look at them with a bigger picture and learn. I guess the proof will be in the pudding, but I'm very impressed anywhere in government, and this is a big area that, you know, our recent history isn't so good here, obviously, so yeah, we have a great chance to, you know, remodel and to kind of start over and really look and a chance to save some real monies here.
Yep.
So I'm very happy you're doing what you're doing and look forward to seeing the budget time where we are too then. Thank you, Mr.
Great. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions or concerns on this item? If not, we have a motion to approve item 9. Can we take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 9 for adoption prevails.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors.
Thank you for your indulgence, Mr. Tyler, as we move to item 9. So on item 6, does anyone want to make a motion that we at least send this to the full board?
Mr. Chairman, regarding item 6, I move to receive and place on file.
Thank you. Motion to receive and place on file, item 6. Seeing no further questions, would you take the roll on that motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 6 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you. Thank you for that report, Mr. Tyler. I know we asked for it at agenda setting. I appreciate you getting it to us. Thank you.
Thank you.